Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rod Stewart bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Skip Miller. William Skip Miller is the author of Proactive Sales Management, Selling Above and Below the Line. Did I get that right?
There's something about listening to Rod Stewart at 5:53 in the morning here, Jim.
I'm getting you ready. So is it Selling Above and Below the Line? Is that the new one?
We think there's two value props. The below the line, the user buyer, and the above the line, the person who has to make a fiscal return on investment. And you can't tell story A to story B because there's two different value props. And
selling above
and below the line.
Two different languages, right?
It is. Spanish, Russian, Greek. Yep, there you go.
Yep, we talked about that before. So check it out.
Yeah, we have.
All of his new books. All right, so if I have a culture, And I have a culture. Let's say I admit it. I recognize that. You don't have to educate me on what a culture is and whether I have one or not. But hey Skip, I like my culture. Why would I want to change it? How much is it going to hurt?
You know what? People in my class, I start off by asking people, how many people here think people are fearful of change? Everybody raises their hand. I go, how many people are okay with change? Everybody raises their hand. I go, you're such a liar.
Statistics show that two-thirds of everyone resist change with their life.
Oh. I ask people on day two of the program, at the end of day one, I say, take a different way into work tomorrow. And everybody goes, I ain't doing that. No. I go, just take a different way. No. This is the best way. So you're right. The best cultures we see embrace change. Now, not change for change's sake, because that's chaos, right? It's change saying, you know,
what if
let's
sake?
Go find out. Well, let's go find out what customers are buying. Let's go talk to our customers. Mm-hmm. You know, your age of the customer says it so well, Jim, in your book. Let's go talk to our customers mm-hmm. and ask them, what do you see next year? What do you see? Trying to get ahead of that curve rather than react. Our customers are demanding this. Well, by that time, you're too late. So getting ahead of the customer is not change. It's being smart. And great sales organizations that we see are talking to their customers saying, what are your plans for the rest of 2016? What are your plans for 2017? I don't know if I could sell you anything or not. What are your plans for 2017?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they're changing.
What do your customers need that you're trying to give them that you could use help with?
Yeah.
Questions
well,
like
there
that.
You go. Well, how many people like to ask for help?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's that all that hurts. That's different. You want me to risk what I know for what I might learn, Skip?
Jim, when I first started my business, I remember going to a Office Depot going, should I spend $21 or $28 for business cards? Yeah. You're so weary. That's true story. Right? Right. So now, you know, I hire a couple people, and I couldn't live without them. But boy, I got to hire one more person. Oh, I can't afford that. That's ridiculous. Well, you just put metrics down like we've talked about. We make sure they're outward focused so everybody stays, you know, healthy, and we've got good revenue streams coming in. But you're right. You got to swallow it. You got to jump. And I find talking to people about it is the best thing. So if what we see really good is small business owners are either in small business owner collectives where they all get together. I just had a meeting of 15 VPs of sales for a day meeting where everybody flew in, and they were just talking among themselves because they got to talk among themselves to figure out if they want to implement change. Am I nuts? This is what I think I'm doing. Well, I did that a year ago. It's mm-hmm. no big deal. So if they find mentors, either with their own other small
somebody
business
to be
owners,
held, that will hold them accountable.
Exactly right. And hold
you
them to
be held
the metrics. So you want our three big takeaways, Jim. It's number one, outward focused, of course, making sure they're going after new business, not getting stale. They're growing their business. Jim, I was in a meeting with 20 business owners. The question was, what's your annual revenue going to be this year? Of the 20, five knew it specifically. The other 15 guessed. Yeah. And I was in the part where I was guessing. I'm like, all right. Well, I think it's going to be.
Number one, is that what focus number two is?
Metrics, dashboards. You know, that's, as you mentioned, it's part of the culture. It's part of what's expected.
That's it.
And it's not micromanagement.
And obviously, number three,
the third, change. And asking for help. Where you got today is not good enough where you want to be tomorrow.
And
right?
You can't you can't just accept and manage change. You have to lead change, don't you?
Look at you. And I highly recommend small business owners who haven't read the changing, you know, the changing of the customer, right, for your book, they should. Because that whole thing.
Hey, Skip, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
I always will.
M3 Learning, ladies and gentlemen, M3Learning.com. That's Skip's website. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.